Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday, September 3rd, 2025 meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Will you please rise and say the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
Ms. Hannigan, can we go ahead and take the roll call this morning?
Commissioner Susanna Ballard. Commissioner Joan DeZero.
Here.
Commissioner Paul Lair.
Here.
Vice Chair Tiffany Wilson.
Here.
Commissioner Lonnie Stevenson. Here. Chair Jim Harris. Commissioner Gabrielle Medley.
Here.
Commissioner Mary Costa. Commissioner J.P. Thornton.
Here.
Commissioner Phil Annette.
Seeing as we have two seats open, Mr. Stevenson and Mr. Nett, will you please join us up here? Well, there, go ahead and getting signed in. Let's go ahead and get started with correspondence and announcements.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On August 12th, the City Council approved Havasu Turf Pro's C1PD rezone and the Mojave Community College rezone to P1 was also approved. On September 9th, the general plan update will be presented by staff to the City Council. And then that will follow to you guys, which I'll get to that later with the upcoming meetings. But they get it first on the 9th. And that's all I have for today.
Awesome. Minutes from last meeting. Are there any additions, deletions, or corrections to the minutes as presented? Seeing none, do we have a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
We have a second. We have a first and a second. Let's go ahead and call for the vote.
The motion to approve the minutes passes 7-0.
Okay, on to a public hearing. This is a public hearing and there is a structured order to this process. City staff will present each item. There will be time for the commission to ask questions of the staff and the applicant will have the opportunity to present their case to the commission. Once that is done, we will open the public hearing to give community members an opportunity to ask questions or provide input. I ask that anyone who wishes to speak limit their trips to the microphone to once per item and keep comments to less than 5 minutes. Please stay on point, refrain from discussing subject matter not pertinent to the item being considered. There will be an opportunity for the public to address the commission about other topics later in the meeting. After public testimony is taken, I will close the public hearing and bring the item back to the table for city staff's recommendation, further discussion amongst commission, and eventually a motion to approve and disapprove. First item on today's agenda is ID 254913, a request for a plan development rezone and general development plan for 2015 Moyo Drive, track 100, block 1, lots 1 and 2, 0.82 acres from Residential Commercial Health District, RCHD, to Residential Commercial Health District Plan Development, RCHD, PD, to decrease the minimum density from 15 dwelling units per acre to 10 dwelling units per acre. Mr. Gilbert.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The subject property is 0.82 acres consisting of multiple parcels previously platted as a tiny home development addressed at 2015 Moyo Drive and are all owned by the applicant. On the zoning map, the entire less than 1 acre parcel is zoned residential commercial health district, RCHD, and is surrounded by the same zoning. Within a few hundred feet are commercial health district, single family residential, and low-density multifamily residential zones. General plan, the general plan designation for this property is high-density residential, which has a density range of 10 to 20 units per acre, and the proposed project complies, having a density of almost 11 units per acre. Regarding the general development plan, the general development plan shows 9 barn cave style two-story homes, each with bottom floor garages and second floor living. There will be a condo association that will maintain the common dry pool perimeter fencing and landscaping and interior walkways. The plan meets all RCHD district special design standards and only needs an exception to lower the minimum density from 15 to 10 units per acre. The City Council changed the density standards for the RCHD zone in 2022 to remove the no minimum density requirement and replace it with the minimum 15 units per acre. I have a couple of facade renderings. This slide shows the buildings as they would appear to a pedestrian at the corner of Moyo and Injo Drives. The second slide shows some facade details and the two-story pitched roof style dwelling units that meet the minimum two-story requirement and at 31 feet above max grade to the roof peak will also fall well under the 42 feet base maximum height for the district. Madam Chair, that completes my presentation. I have some code compliance conditions after you hear from the applicant and public.
Is there any questions for staff from the commission? Mr. Russo.
And the applicant is present.
Thank you.
Mr. Gilbert, I was just wondering, we're looking at dropping it down to 10, but I saw 9. Are they counting? Is there like two, like a duplex in these so that we're counting each one as a separate unit?
There was some discrepancy in the size of the lot is what I noticed from different documents, but it looks like the 0.82 is accurate, and that gives it like a 10.9 unit per acre density.
Okay.
Mr. Stephenson.
Mr. Gilbert, did I hear you correctly that the City Council had adjusted the zoning to the 10 to 15 units, but now we're proposing that we lower that from what the City Council did a couple years ago?
What the City Council did in 2022 was they went from a no minimum density standard, which could allow a single family house, for example, to be constructed, to having a minimum 15 unit per acre density, with the intent that if somebody needed something less, that they would come back to this process.
Any other questions, staff? Seeing none, is the applicant present? Would they like to address the commission? You do? I'm sorry. Please come to the podium and state your name for the record.
Sam Woods. This was approved in 19, and then I ditched it and put the tiny homes, and then the market conditions, we just reverted back, but I never got the memo on the change, which I'm all for. So you can't put a single family resident on a multifamily lot.
Is there any questions of the commission of the applicant? Go ahead, Mr. Stephenson.
So you originally were going to do just the single story tiny homes on this project with the higher density, but.
Originally I was going to do those.
Was going to do
then
these.
The market changed and all the tiny home craze and that petered out. So I just reverted back to this, but then. Between that time and now, they changed the code on me.
Oh, okay.
The plans were done. It was permitted, everything.
So this plan is what you had originally?
Originally done.
Okay. Madam Chair, if I may add to that.
Please.
What's currently on the books at Mojave County is the 15 tiny home plat. That is currently recorded. This would change that when he files the condominium plat that would replace it at the county if this is approved.
So the original had for 15 units?
What's currently active is a plat for 15 tiny homes. And you see that, let me go back to the, right there. You can see all the dots with the addresses there inside the red square. Those are all the address tiny homes that right now it's platted for. But he hasn't built.
So originally It was two lots, and then I took it to nine. And then during the tiny home craze, I took it to however many we got there now. And then that got saturated, so I put it back down to nine.
Good. Any other questions of the applicant? Thank you. The public hearing is now open. Is there anyone who wishes to address the commission on this item? If so, please approach the podium and spell your name for the record. Seeing none, we'll go ahead and bring it back to the commission for any additional discussion. And staff for recommendations, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Advance here back to the correct slide. There we go. The following are the code compliance conditions for this application. The development shall substantially match the conceptual site plan provided with the request, address comments from other agencies and reviewers during design review phase, and number three, building permits and design review for compliance with city codes, including any Lake Havasu City Public Works Department's required off-site improvements will be required with development of the property. And Madam Chair, that completes my staff report.
Thank you. Does the applicant understand the recommendations? Okay, and is there any additional discussion of the commission? Mr. Nett?
Seems to me like this lower density thing would have less impact on the city overall, right? Less water usage, less sewer connections, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it seems to be an upside for the city as far as impact on services.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair, I could not hear what he was saying.
I'm sorry. It seems to me going from a lower density project and having fewer units is going to be less impact on city services overall.
Potentially that is correct. I don't know what the capability of the infrastructure is in that area at the present time, but that could be possible, yes.
Well, I think that as well, like if you're going from tiny homes that may fit one or two people, he's now constructing something that's bigger that may be three, four people. So, but less parking requirements for sure. Is there any other discussions of the commission? Okay. We'll go ahead and is there a motion?
Madam Chair.
Mr. Lear.
I'll make a motion. I move to recommend approval of land use request 254913 to the City Council for a plan development rezone and general development plan for 2015 Moyo Drive, track 100, block 1, lots 1 and 2, from residential commercial health district to residential commercial health district plan development, RCHD, PD, to decrease the minimum density from 15 dwelling units per acre to 10 dwelling units per acre.
Do we have a second?
A second.
Mr. Rizzo? So we have a first and a second. Is there any additional discussion? Seeing none, let's go ahead and call for the vote.
The motion to recommend approval passes 7-0.
Congratulations. Good luck. This is a call to the public. It is an opportunity for the public to address the commission about a topic not on today's agenda. We are unable to respond directly or have a two-way conversation. If you would like to speak, please approach the podium and spell your name for the record. Seeing none, we'll go ahead and close the call to the public and staff future meetings, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The next Planning Commission meeting is scheduled for September 17th, and on that agenda will be the general plan update by staff. It's a slide presentation. I'll take probably about 5 to 10 minutes is about the duration of that we can have whatever discussion, answer any questions you may have regarding progress so far. I also want to note that on October 1st, the meeting will be held at the PD, the old PD meeting room, for the waterfront major general plan amendment first meeting. That's required because state law requires two different locations for a major general plan amendment for the two hearings. And so The second hearing will happen here along with the rezone hearing to follow. But the first one has to be somewhere else, and the best location we could find will be the old meeting room. But it's not in the same condition it was when you guys were using it. So we're working to get everything up and running as well as necessary to hold a meeting. Just give you guys a heads up on that. But that's October 1st. That's all I have.
Thank you. And this meeting is adjourned.